In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Onikon, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel Pete, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Alrighty, welcome to Talking Comics, episode 41. Hey, we didn't even rehearse that.
That was funny. We literally did it synchronized.
Hanukkah has headset now. She gets to hear everything in her head.
I can hear.
Yeah,
I can finally hear. My hearing got fixed.
It actually is helped because we have guests, and we might have a guest on this episode. And she can see them and be able to hear them.
Yeah.
Where before she could have seen them but not heard them. So we got that fixed. We're moving up in the world. The studio's moving up.
These are really nice headphones. I love them.
So awesome. We have to mention Amped Comics. Use code TCP10. Links in the show notes.
Have you not memorized that?
I have a lot of things in my head.
Oh, I've memorized
like TCP10 by Amped Comics. Also, go watch episode 40. If you haven't watched episode 40 yet, pause this. Go watch episode 40. Then come back to this. The announcement
of the Chronicles of Panel Pete.
So, I wrote the comic. We have an artist. We did a whole new announcement. Links in the bio. Go to Kickstarter. Hit the notify me on launch. We need support. We need you just to go there. Click the button. Follow along. I just got page 2 this morning, or it might have been last night. At some point, I got page 2.
Yeah,
it looks amazing.
Page 1 and page, well, the start of
we
page
show
2.
Off page, I show off the covers, some of the covers, and page 1 in episode 40 in the announcement video. Just got page 2 this morning. Things are rolling along. So go check that out, please.
It looks so good, though.
It does. Every page, I'm every like shaking. Panel I see, it's like, this is so cool.
Like, oh my god, wait. Like,
my
there's
vision
so
come
many
to life.
Hidden details.
Oh, the hidden Easter eggs. It's hilarious.
It's so, I
all right, so we're going to go over our weekly polls. Anika, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here's Anika's weekly polls. We need to make a weekly poll video to add in. Like, our weekly polls. I have no idea.
Our weekly polls. I don't know.
No. Right. The question time one's just too
Harley
good.
Quinn number 54. Wow.
All right. Go ahead.
Anyways. Emma Frost. The White Queen number 4. Wow.
All right.
Okay. Spider-Man and Wolverine number 5.
Did my books just fall?
Yeah, they did.
Love it.
Okay. And this is like an older comic. He went in like the dollar, not the, like the nuke. No.
Just nuke. Just new comics at the store got. I found that one and got it for.
Harley Quinn number 47, all the DNA cover. David Nakayama.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Did she like rob a zoo or something? Who knows?
I don't know. You'll have to read it and find out. So that was your polls this week?
Yep.
Awesome. So this week I found a few others in the new comics that the store got this week. I picked up a What If Spider-Man Uncle Ben Had Lived. I really enjoy these What If books. I got a Marvel Comics group, The Mighty Thor, starring in a Marvel Spectacular. It's pretty cool. It's a Mighty Thor comic. I did get a couple new The Mighty Thor you know, comics that I've been missing, my, you know, back issues or whatever.
It would be crazy if you completed that entire series.
I think it would be too. I think it's going to be a little hard. It's going
to be like 200 and up.
Like, I think I could do that. The pre 200 might get a little hard.
Yeah.
The 125 to 200. Mm-hmm. But speaking of which, I got 200. So
wow.
I got issue number 200.
Number 200. Wow. Now you only need 201.
And then I got 229. I got 229.
Wait, are they still coming out with them?
Well, it's funny you say that because the Mortal Thor issue 2 came out this week. So, yes, there are still Thor issues coming out, just different series. Right? No,
like, is it like a continuation of that series?
Not really. It's just
like how Journey in the Mystery turned out.
There's actually an issue one of this. There's a really cool article in the back that talks about, oh, you're holding in your hand issue one of the Mortal Thor, but is it really issue, you know, and he just puts like 20 different scenarios or 10 different scenarios of this is like the 785th, you know, Thor comic released.
Jesus.
If I knew where it was, right in the box over there, but I would pull and read. It's actually pretty cool. I might do a video on that later. You gave me a good idea. I also got the Death of the Silver Surfer, number 4. Got a really cool Galactus cover. Really like that cover. Vampirella, this is a Vampirella Halloween Horror, number 1. So that'd be cool to read. I got the Quick Stops, Volume 3, Number 2. So I got two different covers. They have been, the first one was really good. Let's see, I got the one Absolute Wonder Woman, number 12. I didn't pull this on my list, but I saw it in the store and I couldn't really pass it. I was trying not to get this, but I couldn't pass it up. The new Masters of the Universe. This is an alt cover, but number 1, I'm going to try it. We'll see how it is. I'll probably end up pulling it. And then lastly, it was a Panel Pete's pick of the week.
Dun, dun, dun. We should have like a little theme song for that too.
Panel Pete's pick of the week.
Dun, dun, dun.
Twilight Zone. So I'm kind of, yeah, I was a fan of Twilight Zone as a kid, so hopefully, you know, hopefully it's good. We'll see. One other thing that we paused for like 45 minutes in last week's recording because we couldn't find it. It was on my desk, and then it disappeared. Don't know how, don't know where. But one of the things that we got from the convention a couple weeks ago is we met Marilyn I can't pronounce that.
Goglati.
We met her at the convention and we got a little autograph. She's from Clerks. She was in Clerks 1 and I think 2 maybe, but she definitely It slid off my desk and under the door into the closet. It's crazy. We opened the closet the other day. I'm like, there it was. And we searched this room and think about opening the closet. Like, how would it get to the closet?
I mean, I looked in the closet too.
It was funny. But we got to meet her and we got an autograph and a picture. And so we'll get that thing. We'll hang that up. Another thing that we discussed last week were our V friends. We got comics and, you know, the mega stickers and stuff. I was kind of freaking out because when I opened the box with the stickers, I had ordered two little mini V friend boxes, these, and they weren't in the box. And I was like, well, where are they? I didn't realize they shipped separate, so they were in the mailbox the whole time. So we're going to open these. Aniki, you want to go first? We're cracking our V friends. Yeah. Careful. Yeah.
We should open them at the same time.
Okay. Well,
is it like... No.
I think it's a blind bag inside the box. So yeah, you open the box, yeah. And then it's
Totally,
a blind...
Wait, don't open it yet. We're gonna.
How is mine already open? Did you open this?
No.
Mine's already open.
Well, I'm gonna try to feel which one I got.
All right, I will too. Before. Ooh, I think I got. Oh, let me look at the sides. Let me see. I think I got the astronaut.
I think I got the... I don't know what I got.
I think I got the astronaut.
Okay.
Heart. Let's see.
Oh, the yep. one that I didn't want.
The giraffe. I got the astronaut.
Oh, that's the one I wanted.
What, this one?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can trade.
Yeah, let's trade.
That's fine. Don't be disappointed. We're collecting them.
It's kind of ugly. Let's see, but...
I'll take the giraffe.
Okay, yeah. It. Wait, what is this? Genius giraffe.
Interesting. Cool. Well, I'm just going to set it up here for now. We got more V-Friend stuff. Alrighty. So, let's see. What did I read this week? I finally finished The Batman, The White Knight. This guy's been on TikTok, recommended it to me. Conversation with Bats on TikTok. He's going to join us later in this episode. And he lives in London, so that's kind of cool. I read that, and I read the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Journeys number one. It was really good. I'm excited to read some Turtle stuff. I got to read The Shredder a couple weeks ago, and Casey Jones came out last week. I haven't got to, but now that I finally finished, the trade paperback like derailed me on reading my normal issues. Like I was like, I just got to get through the trade. Got to get through the trade. It was only like 8 comics worth of trade, but I don't know. Just it was weird. It was the first trade I've read in a long time, so that was interesting. And I was trying to get through it for this episode. So, but I got through it. It was very good. I was very, very good take. The Batman, the White Knight on the very good Batman take. I'm currently at 280 comics, and today is 270. So I'm still plus 10, but now I've got through the trade. I'm going to put trades away. I got a lot of catch up. So I might have 30 comics read this week. We'll see. I got a lot of reading to do. What did you read this week?
Oh. So, no, I did finish that I Hate Fairyland book.
Okay.
I did. I've read Injustice. I finished the Injustice book that I got a long time ago. I read some of my Hunt for Harley book. I have this Fazbear Frights number one graphic novel book. I read that twice.
Really?
Yeah, because I was bored at school.
Oh, okay.
That's really all I read, I think.
What was the favorite thing you read?
Probably the Fazbear Frights.
Okay. I'm going to have to read that. That sounds fun. Was it good?
It was like 3 different stories in one book.
Okay. The novel or graphic novel?
The graphic novel. Okay. I have the Into the Put novel, which I originally... So when the... Okay, backstory. So when the Into the Pit game came out, I wanted the book, so I got the book. Like the novel. Then I also got the graphic novel, Fazbear Frights book, which has Into the Pit, To Be Beautiful, and... The other one what's his name? Plush Strap, I think that's his name.
Pretty cool. So what are you looking forward to reading the most this week?
Emma Frost number 3.
Okay. Did you read number 2 yet?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to read it. I think I read the first one. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Nightcrawler was in it.
It
was hilarious when the guy screamed, "The Avengers!"
Was that number 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That
was funny. He was like, "Not great, it's the X-Men." It's hilarious.
Right? That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so did you watch anything this week?
Family Guy.
Okay.
The season that's on Disney Plus.
Well, I forgot to say, I'm looking forward to reading The Twilight Zone. That's like my pick this week to read. So.
I've also
and the Thor and sorry,
too many things.
And the Thor, yeah. I don't know. I'm really just looking forward to trying to get through my pile. So yeah. It's built up too much and I need to get it dwindled.
Mm-hmm.
So need to catch up on some reading. All right. So I'm sorry. You watch what?
Family Guy.
Family Guy. Okay.
What else did I watch? I got tortured this week. Yeah, I got tortured.
Like,
during lunch.
Like, yeah, explain.
During lunch at school. Because we had to watch a certain show. I'm leaving if you say it. I am leaving. I am leaving if you say it. I'm leaving. Nope.
I didn't say it.
If you come close to saying it, I'm leaving.
I'll come back to it in a minute.
No. Anyways, what did you read this week?
Well, read, I mean, watch.
Yeah.
Did I watch anything? Jesus.
Yeah, I have a cough.
What did I watch this week? Did I watch anything? I haven't watched much. I've been working like crazy. But it's been, yeah, it's been crazy. Yeah, I can't remember if I've watched anything. I don't remember. Played some Baldur's Gate 3.
That's cool.
I like that game a lot. A couple friends of mine. I did play some Baldur's Gate.
I played some Fortnite.
And then, yeah, I think that's it. I don't remember, recall watching anything. I need to watch some stuff. I'm so far behind. I want to watch the new What If. Oh, that wasn't on my list. I read the What If. I need to update that somehow. I read the What If series. Not the What If. The Marvel Zombies book. They killed, well, spoiler alert, it was insane. They killed Thor. They killed Thor.
Do they kill Harley? Oh, Harley's, it's not DC.
Not Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... I didn't update my list apparently correctly. This week, I'm going to review Marvel Zombies, number one. The cool alternate cover. Spoilers ahead. You've been warned, that face. I read that the Marvel Zombies, number one. It was really good, other than the fact... I was so excited, and I'll show it here. I'll put the images up. They show... I'll have to look at the images while I show you the images. They showed... Here it is. So I got so excited because they were like, oh, you know, Uncle Ben or somebody goes and sees, you know, like, oh, we need a doctor. Well, guess who the doctor was? Dr. Don Blake. I'm like, yeah, they got like Thor coming in, right? Dr. Don Blake shows up. Well, then, you know, of course he's got a cane. Ooh, wonder why. Ooh, because the cane turns into Mjolnir. He turns into Thor. He starts helping out, kicking butt, right? He throws his hammer towards the Invisible Woman. She traps it in a bubble.
She can't do that.
She did it.
No, she can't.
And I was like, that's not good. I know what's coming, because if he don't have Mjolnir back in 60 seconds, he turns back into Dr. Don Blake. So I was like, oh, God. And then, of course, she traps. He starts transforming back into Blake. She traps him in a bubble. And I'm like, oh, this ain't good. She's got them separated. I'm like, but, you know, he's sore. He's going to, you know, he's going to come back. No. Yeah, he kind of just starts squeezing the bubble. And then all of a sudden, Thor's just a pile of goo inside the bubble. This is why it's a red band book. Yeah.
Yeah, can I read it?
Yeah, it ain't that bad. That's the worst part. That's the most disgusting part in it. But it was to my Thor.
Yeah, that's why it was red band. Because you are not... you are not old enough to be reading it. You're not mature enough.
Because it was my Thor.
Exactly. You're not mature enough to handle
that. So, spoiler alert. That'll be a tone video later.
don't watch this if you don't want spoiler alerts.
Right.
Honestly, like, I've said this before.
So that was my, I wanted to add that, actually. I want to do a little review time like that each week. So there we go. Got my first review time in this episode. And it'd be cool if you did the same. If you want to just take a piece of a book or a little bit of a book and give a review of it. Not this week, but start next week.
You want me to do it this week?
No, that's your homework for next week.
I have homework. Homework sucks.
You have homework from the podcast.
No.
Well, cool. So now we're going to move into our special guest segment. We've got an awesome special guest, guy from England, lives in London. He's going to join us. Conversation with Bats on TikTok. Go follow him. He loves Batman. I like Batman. Love Batman too. We're going to have a cool discussion. So yeah. We'll welcome him in.
Okay. Hi. All
right. We are beyond excited to share the Chronicles of Panel Peep, a brand new comic coming in early 2026. Written by Talking Comics podcast host AJ Ryman and co-written and illustrated by Mike Elger, Torque Arts Comics. Panel P is a heartfelt comic about courage, imagination, and the hero within. Sure, he may stir up a little mischief, but at the end of the day, he's the hero we all need. Expect variant covers, exclusive merch, and much more. Follow the links in our bio, hit that notify me on launch on Kickstarter, and join us on this adventure. All right, well, this week we have a special guest that's joining us, and so we have a little guest segment. Aren't you excited? We have George.
I'm very excited for this.
From London. He is very excited. He is on TikTok as Conversation with Bats. We met on TikTok a few weeks ago, and we've just been chatting about Batman and fun stuff about Batman. He's a huge Batman fan, so we're going to ask him some cool Batman questions. And then he's going to participate in our question time. Hey, I have that same book. You got me to get it.
I have it here. I have it. Hold on, if I can find it somewhere. Yep. I got a signed copy of Book 8, and it's signed by Sean Murphy as well. And I think it's a bit about a friend. Where'd you get that? Instead of you guys we have like a massive London Comic Con called MCM. So he was here in May.
Sweet.
And he got this nice print as well. So I'm hopefully, if he's back there October, so the one I'm going to, all 3 days as a curator, I'll get some more stuff signed because I brought a lot more stuff hoping he will be there in October.
Right. So you're going as a creator?
Yeah. I'm going. I bought the main ticket, but I'm going to start. Too much money for me. But it cost me around £102. I don't know what the currency exchange rate would be.
Well,
but I think it'll be around $110 over there, something like that.
Yeah, 110, 120, somewhere around there. So what are you going to do creator-wise while you're there?
So I have a special friend who's a cosplayer. So we're going to try and film some content together. So from their cosplayer side of things and my comic content, try and merge that together in the best way we can.
That'll be pretty cool. That'll be fun. All right, so tell us a little bit more about yourself.
So currently, I don't know where to begin on this. I'll talk about my comic starting journey. So it began when I was 5 and 6. So I have very vivid recollections of the 66 Batman show. So the pals, bams, the proper Adam West Batman with my grandfather. So then that started there. And that's then awesome. The Batman the Brave and the Bold TV show came out. So the animation style, that is like seared into my brain. And then when I got into high school, so I don't know what the equivalent of the US is. So when I was 11, I thought that's not really cool anymore because I'm growing up. And then Matt Reeves' Batman trailer came out and sometime around COVID as well. I thought, hold on a minute. Why did I do that? I enjoy Batman so much. Why am I hiding this part of me from the world? So I thought, let's start collecting again. And then now 2025 from 2022, I've gained literally two boxes of comics, all this, memorable pieces of clothing like this, like my whole outfit's tailored around Batman. So yeah, my love for Batman has not stopped, I would say. It really just taken a little break, and then I've come into the fruition right. of the man I am now, which is really cool.
That is cool. What is your favorite what's your current favorite series of Batman? Are you reading the Absolute Batman?
I love the Absolute Universe. I love it all because it gives creatives that right. freedom. Think, okay, we could just do what we want. And Scott Snyder's loving that. Like, you've seen the villain Luster. You've seen Mr. Freeze looking like a bloody Enderman out of Minecraft. Or then you've got, have you seen the preview for Absolute Batman 15, I think it is, for the Joker?
No. Well, yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I did see that.
Yeah, the dragon of that. That's perfect.
Yes.
I'm reading Matt Fraction's run as well. I'm really excited for that. Yeah. Hush 2, not that great. Not at all. But Matt Fraction's one, Jorge Jimenez, perfect. Begin or middle or end in one book. Perfect.
The Matt one's the new one that just came out, right?
Yeah.
This one? The one with the cool covers?
The polybags, yeah. Hold on. So... that's the one I got. This is a really nice one. That's an Arthur Gem one.
Yeah, I think we got really that cool. one. Yeah. I almost bought another one yesterday, but they were too expensive.
I'm so tempted.
They marked them up.
I need to collect them all. I have a really rare ash can from San Diego this year of Batman number one, and that's somewhere on there, which is really cool.
Somewhere. That's very cool.
Somewhere in my vast collection, yeah.
All right, so you talked about, obviously, Batman was your favorite first superhero.
Yeah. And then I think Batman and Superman, World's Finest.
Okay.
They were the two.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite comic book shop memory?
I think it was the first time. You can always remember the first time when you walk into it thinking, oh, wow, this is like a place for me, which was, I think, 2019, I'd say, pushing that. Just going in there, just seeing single shoots and then trades and then paperbacks and hardbacks all in one place. I'm thinking, I found my community, really. Which was perfect.
How'd you feel, Annika, when you first walked into the comic shop last year?
I wanted to go outside because it was snowing.
No, remember on our birthdays?
Oh yeah.
The first time we went into the current shop that we go to every
it
week.
It was snowing.
Now. Snowing outside,
and I wanted to go outside because I love snow.
But a month or so, a couple months before that, she found we were in our comic shop for the first time. And what did you feel? What was it like when you first discovered comics?
They're cool because they're like short books. Mm-hmm. So it won't take you a long time to read it.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, that's what I like about them as well.
All right, so
it's short. It's short. You don't need with an actual novel. You'd have to sit there and focus. And you have to read the words.
Right.
Someone like me, I have learning difficulties, so I can't really focus on a page that well. But what helps with comic books is the wonderful artwork alongside of it. So you can actually imagine the action, you know? It's perfect for me, and I could speak for many people. You can tell by the colours, you can tell by the lettering, you can tell a whole story with the art as well as with the panels as well. It's perfect.
Yep. That's something I'm discovering. You know, I'm writing my own comic, you know, the Chronicles of Panel Pete. Yeah. Got to get my plug in there. I'm getting the artwork back. I got page two back the other day, is like, you know, with the flat colors and stuff. And it's just, it's amazing seeing my vision, just my little words on a page, my script, and how much more the art tells the story, you know, because I was worried that my I didn't have enough words. I was a little worried that it was going to be a little, you know, short, but you don't really, you don't need a lot of words if the artwork tells the story, right? So that's what I love about
it. You
just
need the right medium, don't you? You need the right medium.
Right.
You need
and that's what I noticed with this. There's a, you know, there's pages with less words on it, and it's just the artwork in here just tells the story.
Sean Murphy's art and storytelling is perfect. You could tell he put the effort in. With some comic books I've read, especially modern ones nowadays, have felt to cut corners. That's why I think White Knight and the sequels to it really highlight, if you get the art done, you've told a story as well.
Exactly. So who's your, if you could have a comic book character as a sidekick, any comic book character, could be a main character or a sidekick, as your sidekick, who would you choose?
Ooh.
Annika. Stop.
Skeets.
Okay.
Skeets from Booster Gold. I always like the fantastical elements of having like a robo sidekick, you know what I mean? Because then they're like kind of expendable in that such way, but they have that robotic witty remarks and all that. I love that, to the very fine details.
That's awesome. All right, I love this question. I ask all the creators that I interview too. So I'm going to ask you, if your life were a comic book, what would the title be?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'd say just me, or like this is, or like the book of my book, the book of me, because
I love
that. A lot of my events in my life are very comedic. Like, I've got so many stories to share of me falling over in a random place or something. It's something where I find it. This is the book of me. This is what's happened to me, kind of such. And it's funny. It's very comedic, you know? I love
that.
A bit egotistical saying the book of me, but who cares? It's my book.
I'm okay with that. That's right. It's your book. What's your go? It's probably, I already know the answer, but what's your go-to comic recommendation for somebody brand new to comics?
Nowadays, it would be White Knight if you want a unique take on Batman. Batman number one by Matt Fraction is up there. Then you've got your usual year one, Long Halloween, Hush, but I don't push them onto people. I say read, but lead that. Right. Read into Detective Comics 27, for example. That's a great origin of Batman, even though that came out in 1939. But you can say, this is where it's
gone. Annika, she remembered. Right. I love that. We need to get a copy of that. Like, not the original, but like a
facsimile copy.
A facsimile.
Yeah.
I can't afford the real copy.
I can't.
That would be expensive. Have you ever dressed up as a comic character for Halloween?
Yep. I dressed up this year for Valentine's Day at my school, because we did a movie day and like TV day, in the bright blue Batman costume, fully
that's awesome,
immersed into it. And then my mum made me like the PAL signs, so they cut out, and then it was on like a cocktail skewer, so I could just go like that and then do it in stop motion, which was really cool. But being aware,
You'll have to send me a picture of that.
It was freezing. I'll send you a picture of it, I was freezing. It was literally, the padded abs were helping on my chest, not on the rest of my body.
Do you have any questions, Annika? I mean, I wrote one down for you, but you can have other questions too.
What is your favorite cover artist?
Ooh. Norm Bofogel. He's a very 90s, 80s comic artist. He did like Batman Nightfall. And I always liked Batman as kind of a predator kind of thing, if you know what I mean. Like, he's a kind of, he's an actual bat, if you know what I mean. He's kind of like watching from the shadows and he's just like supernatural as such. I do love that kind of Batman. And then if you want a more modern run, I'd say Jorge Jimenez is always a win. Dan Mora, like the colourful. I like the colour rather than the blacks and the noirs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I did enjoy in the White Knight, like they had some cool black and white art on some of the pages for like the covers. And then trying to find an example here. Oh yeah, like here's one. You know, like they had
the
black and white and then the quotes and then but the artwork in it is just fantastic. And the transition between Jack and Joker, I loved how it kept going back and forth. It's amazing. And then the two Harleys, I'd never heard like that side of, or never realized there was like the two Harley thing. It was really cool.
It's such topics like that you never deal with in the main continuity because, like, hey, we don't like that. You're changing the mythos of everything. That's why Black Label succeeds because it's like, it's a separate universe. You can do whatever you want. You can make Batman as the villain if you really want to. And that's why I like White Knight so much. It's what if it's not the villain's problem, it's Batman.
We talked about all the book stuff, bad stuff. So this is Annika's favorite part of the show, as you can imagine.
Question time. It's when I ask him questions. It's when he asks me questions sometimes. Woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. Woo. Yeah.
Question time.
Question time.
Be prepared. That's all I have to say.
So I'm going to do a little section, then that's she's going to do a section. So the section I'm going to do is for both of you. You got to tell me whether this villain was a patient or a prisoner in Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
Okay. Wait.
So
aren't they both?
The first one's easy. Yes, but are they? No. If they've ever been held in Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
So, like, the first one's the Joker. Has he ever been held in Arkham?
Yes.
George? Okay, yeah. Duh. That is correct. All right, the Riddler.
I'm going to say no.
You're correct, George. He has. All right, has Bane ever been held in Arkham?
No. I'm going to go with no. Santa Prisca. No.
He has. It doesn't say where, but he has been held there.
That's cool.
All right, Catwoman.
No.
What?
No. Usually she's at Blackgate Prison.
Oh, yeah. Apparently. That makes sense, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes. All right, Scarecrow.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, this one, you know, Harley Quinn.
Like a patient?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I mean, she worked there, but then she became a patient there, too.
Oh, yeah.
How many times in the animated series of Harley has she
too
been
too many
in
for
Arkham?
My count, to be honest.
Like, too many?
Exactly.
Well, there was one in, like, the second episode.
All right.
Might have been the first, and there were several others in the...
How about Ra's al Ghul?
No.
Nope. Too powerful. Mr. Freeze?
Yep.
Yes.
I had two more, I think. I think we were on the Penguin.
I said no.
You're saying no to Penguin, George?
Yeah. I say yeah.
He hasn't. He's a crime boss, not an inmate. Apparently, he's never been held in Arkham, according to the sheet. I don't know. It seems hard to believe, don't it?
Yeah, it does seem hard to believe.
All right, Poison Ivy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
100%.
Awesome. All right, Annika, here's your time to shine.
Okay.
I'm gonna circle my answers. So she's going to do a this or that.
Okay.
And we just pick one, whatever our favorite is.
It's graded.
And then she's going to give us some random points that mean nothing.
They do.
Okay. You can have a bazillion points, but you'll lose them real quick.
Okay, yeah. That's fun by me.
All right, yeah. Annika, go ahead.
Okay. Adam West Batman or Christian Blaine
Bale. Batman. Christian Bale Batman.
Yeah.
That's hard. Oh.
I know. Sometimes you gotta to metagame it. You gotta think of what she's gonna think.
Oh yeah, the
right.
I'll go Adam West.
I'm gonna go Christian Bale.
You're correct.
I'm correct. All right.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Sorry. I do decide all of my answers before the game starts. So
sure you do.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you doubting?
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I need to. Okay.
She's making her scoreboard.
I'm going to put B for Braha and G for George.
There you go.
Okay, so. You are at 1 point.
1 point. All right.
Yeah, you're at 0. We all start at 0.
That's okay. Fine.
Val Kilmer or Michael Keaton?
Val Kilmer or Michael Keaton, ooh. Batman. I know what I'm going with.
Okay.
Okay, I've got mine. I'll go with Keaton.
I'm going Keaton as well.
You're both correct. Oh my god, yes.
How many points was that worth?
Like 10. You're at 11.
I'm at 11. He's at 10.
I'm at 10.
Okay. Perfect.
Better than 0.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. We'll lose them real quick.
Joker or the Riddler?
I caught some flack on TikTok yesterday for not picking the Riddler, so I'm going to go by Riddler this time.
I'm going the Joker.
He's correct.
See, this is why I picked the Joker.
I don't like the Riddler, because I played the Arkham games.
Right.
And all through that game, those games in general are the worst, because you're trying to complete one mission and you get, well, you need to still complete the riddles. I hate it. There's 240 in all four games, actually.
Right.
So that's too much.
All right. How many points did he get?
He's at 110 and you are at negative 11.
See, I went negative somehow.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know
went
how
negative.
This works.
Yeah.
If you want to
see. All right. Him. Next. Okay. I can't wait to make a short this week. That's about me picking the Riddler and losing points just to prove all those people in my comments.
Yeah.
This is why I picked Joker. They have to know why I picked Joker.
Yeah.
Because I know the person that's keeping the score.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Batmobile or Batcycle?
Cycle, but yeah.
The Batmobile.
Yeah, definitely the Batmobile.
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
Definitely
it's iconic. You're back up at negative 1. You have 310 points.
How does he get more points for the same answer?
Because he's our guest. Be nice to our guest.
Okay, that works. Ooh, this is a good one.
Arkham Asylum or Wayne Manor?
Ooh.
I picked Wayne Manor.
I'll go Arkham Asylum.
He's cracked.
I should have known better.
You have 500 points even. You have minus 1,000 points.
Jeez. It's a big swing there.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, here's the big one.
Harley Quinn or Catwoman?
Ooh.
God.
I know what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Harley Quinn.
Yeah, me too.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm going to live for another week.
You'll live, finally. Okay. You are at 500000.
Oh, God. Now you can't even keep up with the numbers.
You are at 5.
5 points. Okay. At least I'm back to the positive.
Okay. Bataranga?
Batarang.
Or grappling hook?
I'm going grappling hook because that was my favorite scene. My favorite scene from the 89 Batman is, you know, when he clicks that, you know, the grappling hook from his belt and shoots it.
I do like the Batman when it, you know, it's like proper taxi driver where it goes, whoop, and then it goes like that. I like that. But with a Batman anime series, he just goes like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Who was right?
You. Because I just like, you know, shooting things better than throwing things.
Fair enough. Okay, fair enough.
Wait.
How many points did he lose?
1.
How many did I gain?
1. You're at 6.
I'm at 6 points.
No, you just lost a 0. You just lost a 0.
Oh, wow. So I'm in the lead?
No. He just lost a 0. You have 6 points.
Oh, he just didn't lose any points.
No, he lost one of his 0s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He still has like 50 million. Got it.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a tough one. But I know what I'm thinking.
Okay, animated series or live action films?
Ooh.
I'm picking animated the series. Live action. I went live action films. He went animated series.
Animated series. Because that was Harley Quinn's first appearance.
And you can't get over I love Kevin Conroy's voice as Batman. It's just defining. Every time I read a Batman comic, that's the voice I go to. You know what I mean?
I love it.
And I can't really get over... I do like Batman Arkham Origins for Roger Craig Smith's interpretation of a younger Batman. But the definitive Batman for me would be Kevin Conroy's voice.
Alrighty.
Okay. You're at negative 10,000, and he just gained 3 zeros. Okay. Batman working solo or Batman working with Robin?
That's tough.
It depends on the Robin, though.
Exactly.
It depends on the Robin.
All right, like, define the Robin. Which Robin?
Well, Rich Robin.
Pick one. I don't care. It's your choice.
Pick one.
So many.
Yeah, it's true. There's too many to count nowadays.
The one from the... I don't know. Wait. I don't know. Well, I don't know. There's too many.
Well, all right, so let's narrow it down. Like the Dick Grayson, you know, red and white, yellow type Robin, or like the Nightwing Robin?
Like the Nightwing Robin.
All right, well, then I'm going with Batman's working solo.
Yeah, Batman's. It's Batman solo.
Yeah.
Because for me, it goes in this order. Tim, because Tim is the best. He's the best of all Robins. And you got Jason. And then Jason and then Dick together. And then Damian, Stephanie, and then the rest. And then Damian. I never really got Damian as a concept. But he's slowly growing on me. But at this current rate of time, he's not there. But Jason is one of the better Robins as well.
Awesome. All right. A couple more. What you got?
I'm counting up the points.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Right,
yes, I got it. Okay. Mr. Freeze or Poison Ivy? There's only one right answer.
I know.
Poison Ivy.
It's hard. I want to pick Poison, but like, I'm a much bigger fan of Mr. Freeze after reading The White Knight.
Yeah. Than
I ever have before. Like, his character in The White Knight was by far perfect. The best Mr. Freeze that I've ever encountered.
But when I think of Mr. Freeze, I just think of Arnold. So
yeah, and it's cool, but it's too cartoony to me.
It's too cartoony for me, but that's another reason about White Knight. You wouldn't think Mr. Freeze is what he is in the comic. Oh,
right.
You wouldn't think of that. You wouldn't think of that in any day of the day. You just think he's a normal scientist. But that puts a nice spin on it. And I think, wow, we haven't done that before.
He definitely moved up the ranks.
Yeah.
In my, you know, my thought after reading The White Knight. So I appreciate that because I really enjoy it. But I'm gonna pick Poison Ivy because I know the person that's going to give us the points.
What was it then?
What was the answer?
Well, you need to pick first.
He picked Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
Okay. Well, you're both correct. So.
Yes.
I think if you want to read more of the Mr. Freeze book,
yeah,
there is a single issue of White Knight based on it, and it's in Curse of the White Knight, which is really good.
Curse of the White Knight.
The White Knight. This is this got Azrael in this, and then here's one for you, Annika.
Isn't there? There's a Harley one too, isn't there?
Yep.
White Knight Harley, Harley
White
Quinn.
Knight Harley.
Yep.
We're and then that. You've got Beyond the White Knight, which is
Beyond,
Batman Beyond, and then you've got the sequel to that one, which is Generation of Joker, which you need to read the rest of them to get into that. And then I think Sean Murphy's hinted at a World's Finest White Knight, which is.
I did hear that, yeah.
Pretty exciting, if you ask me. So,
all right, this is the last one.
Let's go.
Go ahead, Annika.
Gotham at night or Gotham during the day?
Gotham at night.
Yeah, definitely Gotham
at
night.
Yes,
yes. Can't have the bat signal during the day. Yeah. You probably can. But
I would say this is what I like about this. There's a World's Finest book. I think I actually have it in my shop, actually. Yeah, I do. So my teacher gave me this book as a leaving gift, and it's from Dave Gibbons and Steve Rude, right? The first pages of this really sum up why Batman and Superman work. The first page is Metropolis, and it's literally light. Where is it? So that's Gotham. It's a moody...
Yeah.
Moody city, and then no, it's where the comics place it. It's Metropolis and Gotham are pretty close to each other, and then you've got let's show you look, and that's Metropolis. It's a beaming of light, which is really you got. That's why I like Batman animated series because it's you could tell crime runs deep into the core, but there's something stopping it, and that's Batman. And then the light in Metropolis is the hope of Superman, which I also love as well.
That's awesome.
Okay. And now I have one question.
Uh-oh.
I meant one that's your that I made up.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm scared.
I forgot it. No, I actually had it in my head. Now I just forgot it.
That's why you write it down. Yeah. But that's okay. Well, who won? Not me.
Yeah, you're at -3, and he is at 0500000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
hold the record. I don't know.
I'll take that any day of the week. Number one for me.
We should start framing these.
Yeah, we'll start framing them. That's pretty funny. Well, man, I really appreciate you joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me on.
We got to discuss The White Knight, got to play some cool Batman trivia, and we had a cool guest. This is an awesome episode. Any final words, Annika?
Final words?
Yeah.
I'm not dying.
For the episode.
Oh.
Jeez.
I thought you were going to come over here and punch me or something. No. I don't know.
Oh my goodness. All right, we'll skip you, George. Any final thoughts? Any final words?
No, thank you for having me on. And it's been a blast.
I appreciate being on. We'll have to do it again sometime. We'll keep talking in TikTok, and you know, we'll go from there. But this is episode 41. So
this this is episode 41. Oh my god!
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Like, oh my god!
So, check out episode 40 because it was the announcement of our comic. So my comic felt pretty awesome.
Check it out.
So that was awesome. So cool.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.